Hello, good people of the podcast corner of the internet. My name's Riggs, and this is...
James Bersani. Hello, hello.
We're actually having to go back and edit this thing because last time we were too stupid to do a proper intro. In any case, I'm Riggs, that's Bersani, and this is Battle Radio Podcast. A couple guys sitting down, having a good time, having a good talk. It happens occasionally, and we decided to record it and do a podcast of the thing. I hope you enjoy it, and if so, give it a like, give it a thumbs up.
Subscribe.
Give it a subscribe, help it out.
Share with friends and family, anything you want to do.
There it is. Without further ado, fire in the hole. Here we go. All right. June 25th, 2017. This is a start, kind of kicking it off. First go. Right?
Yeah, no, we're here.
Kind of makes
doing
it official.
It.
Wish all my equipment was here so I could layer in some music, but hey,
it's not a perfect way.
What was I going to say? What to talk about? So, the other day, I may or may not have been getting out of the shower.
Yes.
And I had a thought about God. And I probably thought about it because we're talking about space, because I've been watching documentaries.
Yes, yes.
Regarding space and whatnot. And for those out there who are interested in said information, the best hands-down documentary that I've ever seen in my life, and I think I've told you about this before.
Yeah, you just did. Actually,
No. This is a different one.
No? Okay.
This is a different one.
I'm excited. Best I need to tune in and actually take a look at these.
Yeah, don't sit around and watch dumbass shows all the time. Don't watch Orange is the New Black consistently. Don't watch The Walking Dead.
Marvel. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm hooked right now. But anyways, carry
stupid.
On.
Stupid. If you're going to watch TV, at least educate yourself something. At least dabble in it.
Yeah, I'll
try it. Flavor.
Out.
It's like a salad bar. You don't just eat the beets nonstop.
See what you did there. I like that.
Yeah. So, best documentary I've ever seen, hands down, bar none. We got into it when we lived in Florida. And we had a friend there who was big into NASA.
Okay.
Kind of started... dabbling. I think we lived in Florida. Anyhow, we started dabbling in this the space stuff. She was really big into NASA and the history of it. You're drinking beer. You just burped.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep it out of the hello.
So anyhow, we started looking into NASA, and we stumbled upon this documentary series called When We Left Earth.
I've never even heard of this.
It's Discovery Channel. It is fucking incredible.
Okay.
It literally goes all the way back to the beginning of NASA program. Starts dabbling in a little bit of rocket science. It's I think it's an 8 or 12 part miniseries.
Wow. As far as episode or season, and that's it.
No, it's not. Maybe it is a season. I'm gonna look it up right now. But it goes all the way back to the beginning of the NASA program. And just chew on this for a second. Okay. This is some mental food for you.
Send it.
We went to the moon before 1970 because JFK was, we're in a space race with Russia. We landed on the moon with technology that was, four decades behind smartphones?
Absolutely.
Talking about tube computers and guys crunching the slide rulers.
That would be so bad.
It would suck. It would be terrible.
And here we are complaining about using TI-83s. At least, I don't know. That's the last calculator that I've used.
Yeah.
It's brilliant compared to what we had then.
So, anyhow, it goes over all of the things that NASA accomplished back then. And today, people look at it, yeah, space, whatever. Moon, whatever. We've been to the fucking moon. It takes 4 days to get there. And those dudes are traveling at like 16, 20,000 miles an hour.
But did
four days.
Did we go to the moon?
Shut the fuck up. we more than definitely went there. I think the Big Bang Theory, the TV show, CBS, the Big Bang Theory covers it. You can validate that we went there because there's a damn mirror up there.
The world's flat, bro.
There's a mirror up there. You can bounce a laser from Earth to the moon and it will calculate the distance.
There's a mirror up there. Elaborate.
You know when you go to the bathroom and you brush your teeth?
I get this. That, what do you mean,
one of them,
a mirror?
There's a damn mirror on the moon.
What, Armstrong just put a mirror up there on the moon and said, hey.
We left a mirror on the moon. We left all kinds of stuff. There's a flag.
Yeah.
There's space parts. Well, there's a car. We got a fucking moon car up there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So
I believe you there.
There's, you could bounce a laser from Earth to the moon. It will come back, and it will tell you the distance that the moon is from Earth. Because it moves. Because we don't do a circle around the sun. We do, like, a football shape.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Seasons, days, months, all that crap.
Absolutely.
So, the When We Left Earth series is unlike anything I've ever seen before. Goes from... The guys had balls. Balls the size of a Buick. They got in a fucking rocket. The Saturn V rocket.
A bomb tailed to their ass.
A bomb. It's a missile bomb.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to go up, and then you're going to go boom.
Boom. Big boom.
So the Saturn V rocket still to this day is the most powerful machine that man has ever devised. One engine on the Saturn V rocket.
Okay.
Produces more thrust than all the engines on the shuttle put together.
Wow.
One engine. I stood beneath the Saturn V rocket. I believe it's the last Saturn V rocket that's left.
Was this at the Smithsonian?
Oh, no. No, no.
Or is this in Florida?
This is Florida. This is Cape Canaveral at the... Did you just say bag? James is from Chicago.
Yeah. Well, bag.
Just having another heart attack.
Got a sausage lodged right... Anyways.
It's SNL skit with Chris Farley and a bunch of other guys. Anyhow,
I miss him.
I stood beneath... Have you ever watched the YouTube clip of... Yeah. of I know, but Squirrel. Just real quick.
Okay,
real quick. The YouTube clip of Chris Farley doing Shrek?
No.
Back in 1997. Because
he was the original.
He was the original.
Before Mike Myers.
Yeah, and I don't think they released it just not too awful long ago. I watched it, and it's weird. It's eerie.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not really big into Shrek, but... I mean, it's weird seeing something that you've seen, having someone do it, and then you watch it again, and you're like, not only is that somebody different, but that somebody different is dead.
Wow. Yeah. No, I need to look at this. I'm a big Chris Farley fan.
Yeah, he's awesome. It's kind of a rough draft. It's out there. They have, like, pencil sketches and stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, standing beneath the Saturn V rocket, seeing this booster, this engine... It's fucking incredible. They got a piece of the moon you can touch?
No shit. You can touch it?
You can fucking touch it. I touched a piece of the moon in Florida and at the Smithsonian Natural Science Museum in Chicago. I think it's part of Mars. I swear to God, I think it's part of Mars.
So wait, okay. You touch a piece of the moon. So this place has a piece of the moon and also a piece of Mars?
No.
Would the rover take care of this for us? Because we haven't gone?
We've gone to Mars.
Foot on ground.
No, we got machines there. But
exactly what I'm saying.
You got machines that vacuum your house nowadays.
That's true. Fucking things.
Never once went so bad.
No, they're terrible.
I don't think it'd be worth a damn.
No, what do you have? Your house? Too much furniture.
Not only that, the wood floors. What's it going to do on wood floor? I know what it's going to do. It's going to spin the thing and it's going to throw everything underneath it. It's not going to
stack. It's just going to piss off the cats more than they already are. They're already contemplating killing everybody when they walk in the house.
I don't care about the cats.
Tom.
So... yeah, the moon is in Florida, Cape Canaveral, Kennedy Space Center.
Okay.
Fucking amazing place.
I haven't been. I lived in Florida for 3 years, never went there.
It's like military discount is, 60 bucks to get in there.
That's not bad.
It's worth every penny. You can go see Harry Potter for $300. You can go see a damn piece of the moon for 60 bucks. All right. I can watch Harry Potter. Sipping coffee and scratching my balls on my couch at home.
Yeah, well, or you can just have the wife tell you all about it.
She's a historian. She's a Harry Potter historian.
Yeah.
So, the moon, Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Yes.
Kennedy Space Center. Pretty sure it was Mars. I would have to ask her. She lost her shit. I did a snap on it.
Yeah.
And she's,
She wasn't there with you?
She was there. I did a snap on it. She was there with me. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I snapped her touching
Yeah, got it.
Pretty sure it's Mars.
Well, I mean, if you saved it, we would know. We can look at it right now.
I don't want to go through Snap and find it. I don't think that's a lot of effort.
Yeah, you know, smartphones aren't so smart, I guess.
So what was I going to look up? Let me just read you some statistics.
The TV series you're talking about, right? Or not series, but the documentary.
Oh yeah, how many series or how many seasons or episodes.
I'm so intrigued about this laser mirror effect.
You've never heard of that?
No, never
once.
You're
not into the space stuff, are you?
I mean, I like it. I would do it, but
you just know we've been there, or at least you believe we've been there. You know there's some bastards out there that believe we never went there?
Absolutely, seen it. Documentaries are crazy on that.
People believe what you want to believe.
My neighbor, remember this guy?
Yeah.
Huge conspiracy theorist.
Does he think the Earth's flat, too?
No, absolutely. He thinks it's flat.
No.
Yes.
Are you fucking
with
me?
I've shown him pictures of me flying in the Falcon back in the day. You can see the curvature of the Earth. Like, for one, I mean, yeah, and cameras can have effects on things, but seriously, this is, it's the Earth. It's round. Wow.
All right, so here's some statistics from the Saturn V rocket, okay? Height.
Okay.
363 feet.
Wow.
363 feet. How big is a football field?
You know, 500 yards, is it?
Yeah. How big is a yard? 3 feet.
Yeah.
Thing's bigger than a football field. By 63 feet. Okay. Cost per launch, $185 million between 1969 and 1971.
100 what?
$185 million between 1969 and 1971.
Wow, that's backdated a long time. That's more than the Coast Guard's annual budget by a lot.
I don't know about that.
I know, I'm just saying things, but it's kind
of
close.
So the inflation rate of that, to equate it to today's brains.
Go on.
2016 cost to launch one of these big bastards, $1.16 with a B billion dollars.
Wow.
That's per launch. And some of these fucking things didn't even make it up there. They went up and then went boom.
Imploded.
And those are sad. Diameter, 33 feet.
That's it?
That's it.
33 feet? The ship or the rocket?
The rocket.
Holy Christ, never mind. That's huge.
That's how big round it is. Like, that's the diameter. That's not circumference. That's diameter. That's from one side to the other. 33 feet.
Christ.
That's over three stories. Longer than a football field by 63 feet. Bigger around. Well, if it's laying on its side, it would be height as well. It'd be left, right, up, down, diagonal, whatever. So if you layer down on her side, bottom to top, taller than a three-story building.
That's
it's big.
That's impressive.
It's a big bitch. I'm not done yet.
Go on.
Payload. 310,000 pounds.
How much fuel is part of that payload?
That doesn't even matter. That's where stuff gets crazy. And this is a stage rocket, right?
Okay.
So that means stage one, stage two, stage three. She breaks apart, right? So just the first stage of the rocket's 138 foot long, 33 feet in diameter. The empty mass, 287,000 pounds. The gross mass is 5,040 pounds. Thrust. This is the thrust of stage one.
Okay.
7,891,000 foot pounds of thrust. 7 million.
It's a few ponies.
Pounds of thrust. How the fuck did guys with slide rulers calculate 7 million foot-pounds of thrust? And you know that they did it because it worked. The shit went in the air.
Yes.
People have seen it. They're still alive today. 1970s, not that long. People were there who watched it. There are video footage. How the hell? I can barely use... What do you call this calculator? A T-1000? Yeah. Or is that the Terminator?
Yeah, close. 83 so, plus.
What the hell is 83 plus?
Texas Instruments, TI.
Do you use it?
I do, all the time. Statistics is a bitch of a class.
Do you think a slide ruler would be more beneficial? Because guys that use that got us to the moon.
Fuck off. Nope. Digital era. I like the 21st century. It's been kind to me.
I'm not even done with this yet, man. This is crazy.
I mean, you can go on for days.
I could literally go on for days. Now, granted, a lot of this is Wikipedia information, so it's got to be true. It's on Wikipedia.
So, I mean, I'm going to digress here a little bit, kind of go off into a different
field. So far, we're on like track two of digressing.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Anyways, I was just in Little Rock, as you know. I'm born and raised about 17 miles outside of the city of Chicago. I've seen my fair share of bums.
You said fair share of what?
Bums.
Oh, bums?
Homeless.
Oh, bums.
Bums, not bombs.
We went from... Saturn V rocket going to the moon with slide rulers to Arkansas bums.
It's been bothering me so bad.
What a deflate in the bubble.
I know, right? But anyways, I'm sitting there at the stoplight, and there are bums all over the place, you know.
Oh, is this that one bum you started telling me about?
Maybe, I don't know.
You had like a whole conversation with yourself about the situation after the fact?
Absolutely. You can read, you can write. He's holding the sign. He wants money. He wants a ride. He wants the world handed to him, but won't actually do it himself.
Does he have, like, I'm a veteran hat on?
He had it, of course. Of course.
Did he really?
Of course, yes, absolutely.
What a shithead. He had
a veteran vest and everything. I shit you not. A vest. Like a motorcycle jacket. Right. But no motorcycle. He was walking back and forth at the stoplight, talking on his Apple iPhone, asking for money, food, and or a ride.
What an asshat.
I mean, how do you...
I'm reading about when we left Earth, but I'm listening.
Yeah, I don't know. It bothered me so much because you've got this guy out there with an iPhone, and then two blocks down you have a family of, I don't know, what it was, four or five young kids, and a mom and a dad asking for food. And this guy's out here on
his... Are you saying hypothetically, or there was literally that situation?
Literally. This was actual...
Was anybody giving this schmuck money?
No, I hope not. At least when I was there at the light, they weren't.
So, true story. This happened to me when I was leaving MacDill Air Force Base when I was stationed in Florida.
Okay.
MacDill's at, like, the very tip of the Tampa Peninsula. It sticks out in the Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Big, long road. Runs in and out. The entire strip to go from Gandy Boulevard heading into MacDill Air Force Base is nothing but like military businesses or businesses that prey on military. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
It's a military divorce. I swear to God, that was a thing. Military divorce attorney. Yep. There's multiple of those signs.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
I mean, really, the day we live in, I could believe it.
I know. But anyhow, I was leaving there one day. I had some business that I had to take care of. And I'm sitting at the... sitting at the light, getting ready to turn on the Gandhi, and there's this big median down there. This bum's wearing a Vietnam veteran's hat. Had my window down. It was like a decent day, which few and far between in Florida for having a window down. I'm an air-conditioned slut.
I gotta be cold, it. Man.
So, I don't like had the window down. Guy comes over. Hey, man, you got any money? Blah, 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 blah. I said, yeah, sure. I had some change in the door of the car. Looking at this Vietnam veteran's hat on, and I said, what years were you in? Oh, I was in Vietnam. I was like, oh, were you...
Specific,
yeah. Were you part of any offensives, a.k.a. battles?
Yep, go on.
It's like, oh, you know, I was in Vietnam. Like, Tet Offensive, Donson Up Base, anything like that? I was in Vietnam. I wanted to hit him with a baseball bat. He was obviously his line.
Yeah.
And he was preying on the good nature of the people down there.
And most people, I mean, you think about it, every veteran I've ever walked into, whether it's Vietnam or, I mean, God, if they're still alive, any war before that, they are so willing to talk. And
who's that now?
Just veterans in general.
Some of them.
Not about their experiences, but, you know...
maybe where you've been, yeah, what units, et cetera.
Exactly. I mean, it was just like the guy at the airport the other day I talked to, and... You know, aside from telling me he's upset with his current marriage, he told me all about four aircraft carriers he was on, and, you know, loud and proud. Yeah, terrible life. God bless
those guys in the Navy. They've got it. They've got a whole different world of suck.
Yeah, that's a...
I feel for them. I do.
Yeah.
I couldn't do an aircraft carrier.
No, there's
What's
no
that?
Way.
We're leaving for 9 months. All right. Love you, babe. See ya.
9 months on military. A good day.
Military divorce attorney here I come.
Speaking of the Navy ships, how about what was that? The USS, the boat that just collided with the cargo ship. Did you see that?
I saw the news. I don't know the name of the boat. And they were talking about that could be a terrorist thing. Could be. I don't know.
They're going to talk about all kinds of stuff.
Shit happens in the water. There's a lot of dumb people behind the
Unreal.
Behind the helm.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to go off too far in there. But that's crazy. How two ships of
you see the damage that it did?
Oh, yeah.
It fucked it up.
Yeah, the cargo ship won.
I did post an article. It was like an EM1 or ET1.
20 lives saved or something like that?
He saved a lot.
Yeah, it was.
So you read it too,
yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And then he kept going up, down, up, down, and apparently the flooding got so bad that they closed the hatch. And after you seal that hatch...
Yep. He was one of seven that passed? I believe it was seven. I don't know the numbers. Don't...
It wasn't double digits, not at the time that I had read it, but that's been a couple days ago.
Yeah. Don't judge us on our exact numbers here. Again, these
you can look it up if you're that interested, which you should be regarding Absolutely. Something like that, but I read the article, and it was powerful, man. It was so others may live, like, to the core. It really was. Swimmers would be proud, right? I think. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're in a ship. When we did the dunker at school.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. Freaked me out bad.
Really? I'm okay with it.
You had to do it, what, 4 times? Not because any fault of your own. You got screwed.
Yeah. It was 4 or 5 times. That was bad just because I got my butt kicked by somebody else. But
AK screwed me bad.
No, Yeti?
Yeah, so I told him. I went first.
USS Fitzgerald.
USS Fitzgerald, that does ring a bell. Anyhow, yeah, I had to ram his head through the window to get out of there because I thought that if I went before he did, we'd fail, and I didn't want to ride it again, so I just grabbed him and shoved him through the window.
Yeah, he's like a bowling ball, though. You can't just put him on his track and he will go.
Yeah, you can't hurt him either. No. He's like a bowling ball.
Mother Russia.
You got to drop him from like 6 stories to Denon. So anyhow, back to the When We Left Earth, narrated by Lieutenant Dan himself, Harry Sinise.
No.
Swear to God.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
You know he's honorary Navy chief?
Yes.
That's cool as fuck.
Honorary.
That's cool as fuck.
That's pretty awesome.
I'd call him chief.
Yeah?
Chief Sinise? All right, so original release, 2008, episodes 6. So it is like it's a mini docuseries. I couldn't remember if it had seasons to it or if it was just docuseries. But it's Gary Sinise, you know, he's got that voice.
I was gonna say he's got a voice that I think I could follow in a documentary.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Morgan Freeman's cool, but Gary Sinise is where it's at. Gary Sinise.
I'm excited. I really do need to look this up.
I have the whole series at home.
What, like on Amazon or DVD?
No, DVD.
No way.
Comes in a metal tin.
God, you're so old.
Fuck you.
Digital era, dude. Just download things.
No, because if they lose the rights.
If you have Amazon and you get rid of Amazon later, then I get that.
And then if they lose the rights, they still got your money.
Yeah, well, you know, shit happens.
Shit happens, but this is one thing that I really enjoyed so much. It was worth buying.
I believe it.
It really was. I can watch it over and over. Oh, what I was going to tell you was they interviewed one of the guys who was in the Saturn V rocket initially. I could play a little clip here, but all the fucking equipment isn't here yet, so we won't do that.
I'll figure it out, dude.
He said he was sitting there in the rocket on the launch pad, and he said when that thing fired off, nobody expected it to be as rough as it was. He said the instrumentation is only about, 16, 24 inches in front of your face. When that thing fired off, it started shaking so violently, they couldn't even see the instrumentation.
That's amazing. And we're talking, what, steam gauges at this point?
They could have been the hydraulic gauges, I assume. I guess. I don't know, man.
Aren't steam gauges more...
accurate?
Yeah, they follow. They're more accurate. They don't break down like digital does.
I thought the hydraulic barometric gauges were more accurate. That's why we use them on the plane.
Some research we need to do.
No, I'm not researching that.
Okay, well, maybe I will.
I did that back in A school.
I couldn't imagine. So you're saying in the documentary they did not expect it to be so abrupt and I guess lack of better words, rough, but
insanely intense, violent shaking with over 7 million pounds of thrust being jammed up your spine to shoot you into the cosmos before we had smartphone before we had cell phone technology.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Color TV wasn't even a thing. Black and white. So anyhow, he said that, you know, they didn't really know what to expect. Everything was happening. And I think in the documentary series, I don't know if he says it, but I think you can kind of see it. He somewhat relives it, almost like a PTSD type of thing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not that extreme, yeah, not in a negative light, but I mean, like, it was very vivid. You know, like, there's some things you'll never forget, like 9/11. Exactly. I'll never forget where I was for 9/11. So anyhow.
8th grade library lab.
I was in high school.
Yeah. Well, you're old.
Apparently. Yeah. So, you can see it that he's concerned. He's like genuinely concerned regarding what happened. And he said that he looked over at the AC, aircraft commander, captain, whatever you want to call it, of the rocket. Hand was nowhere near the abort button. First time anybody's rode this ride, shaking violently. Can't even see instrumentation. Hand didn't even near the abort button when I got up there. He said, I'd assume die than have a false abort.
Yeah, no, I mean...
That's commitment.
It's the first.
I wouldn't even get on that fucking thing. 300 rockets later, I wouldn't get on that fucking thing.
I don't know. Some kind of experience and thrill of being...
I'm scared shitless of going skydiving.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, you'd have a heart attack. You have a weak heart at your old age.
I can't do it. I'm not going to do skydiving, let alone crawl on a rocket with 7 million pounds of thrust that's bigger than a 3-story building when it lays on its side and is 60-some feet longer than a football field. I'm telling you, you can go see it down in Cape Canaveral, Kennedy Space Center. You can stand underneath it. Have I showed you the picture of it?
I think I have.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
It's got the four, I don't know.
Five. Five. Saturn five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, fuck me, I'm wrong.
It's intense. It's so worth going to. But it made me think, watching all this space stuff. I was getting out of the shower, and it just hit me, as some things often do. In maybe ADD? ADHD?
Yeah, one of the two. You have it. It's there. It's
dyslexia,
embedded.
One nation underdog. So,
dyslexia.
I thought, God, you know, if there is a time before the judgment, I hope God's sitting there, and it's going to be George Burns. You know who George Burns is with this cigar? He's going to be smoking a cigar, and I want to go up, and I want to say, hey, question, before any of this takes place, if I'm taking the elevator ride up or down, just one question. Why? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Are you following me?
That's a broad question. Because you don't know, like you said, elevator ride up or down. Why?
No. Not why that. Why us? Why here?
Okay.
Where and why? That's all I want to know. And I feel like I know the answer. I gave it a lot of thought. And he's going to drop his cigar, very George Burns-y style. And he's gonna look at me, and he's just gonna go, I was bored on a Saturday. And out of all the books that everybody's written, he could have wrote that down somewhere. He wrote about the guy with the boat.
Yeah, that
the folks that were kicking it in the garden, right?
No,
could have thrown it in anywhere. John 3:16, cliff note at the bottom, just because I got bored on a Saturday. Something. That's all I would like to know. And I don't know. If that day ever comes.
Wow.
I would definitely ask him, and I feel like he would look at me, and that would be his response. And I would, I don't know, can you get mad at God? Could you lose it temporarily?
No.
I don't think you could.
But what are you going to get mad at?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's pointless. It's not like things are made to be what they are. You make it what they are, but... Anyways.
That's philosophical as all get out. You're going deep just there for a second.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
I didn't know that you were that kind of a deep guy. So.
Deep, very deep, yes.
So, I was thinking about that. And then the space stuff. So last night, Vera never watches movies with me. I always try to get her to watch movies.
Which ones? Specifically?
Fucking pick one.
Okay, all right. Did you try? Did you watch? Did you attempt?
We watched a documentary.
Oh.
It was so good.
Okay, which one?
It's about Hubble Space Telescope.
Yeah.
Narrated by the Leo DiCaprio. And it was good. No, he did a really good job. Don't get me wrong. He did a good job.
All right.
And they started talking about these galaxies that are out there. And the stuff that I was watching, and I got a 4K TV.
Yeah.
So it's pretty real.
Jealous.
It's right there.
Next to my house, it might be gone. But anyways, go on.
Yeah. I couldn't be mad at you either. It's worth it.
You know, it'll be here. You can come over here and watch it.
So, the stuff I was looking at, I was like, they had to CGI this. This all has to be computer graphics. There's no way this is legit. But it was. It was actual photos. That thing is so sophisticated.
It looked that good.
It was crazy.
That you were questioning whether or not it was...
CGI.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyhow, they recently, I think it was in 2008, 2009, they installed new technology on the thing, right? Okay. It can visually show the temperatures of stars in the galaxy.
Shut up.
Dude, it's crazy. It's intense.
Dang.
You're talking about the closest star is 4 light years away, meaning that 4 years ago was when the light that we see today burnt and took 4 years to get here. Okay, this is physics. This is astrophysics.
You are good at this.
I've watched a lot of stuff. I've read a lot of stuff. Neil deGrasse Tyson, I was watching him the other day. I had to stop because I started like having heart palpitations and I started like sweating and he started freaking me out bad. Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist, maybe the smartest man alive, accompanied with Stephen Hawking. Those two guys, watching them, is a different type of scary. It's like, holy shit, this is real. It's not like alien, I got something popping out of my chest. No, this is like, things are out there. Things are happening. Black holes. Black holes scare the shit out of me.
Things are out there beyond our even comprehension. Conceivable knowledge.
I can't even comprehend a lot of it. I really can't. But the stuff that they had on the Hubble telescope.
Can you imagine opening up their brain and jumping in it for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes? How scared would you be to know and understand the things that they can?
It's funny that you mentioned, I think you have to have a special kind of personality.
Absolutely.
To be a physicist. Not in an intellectual level.
You have to be so optimized.
I think you have to be wired, because when we were learning about electrical theory, left hand versus right hand, all that good stuff.
Which is bullshit. The flow, electrical theory. It shocks you or it doesn't shock you, Christ's sake.
The flow of electrons, monkey vining from subatomic atom to subatomic atom and so on and so forth.
Absolutely. Got it.
Takes a while for us to wrap our brain around that.
Yeah, because we don't want to believe shit that's real.
Well, and we spent a lot of time trying to figure it out. God knows I did. And
more questions asked than anybody I know.
And a physicist, especially astrophysicist, you got to think. Somebody probably just rolls up in there and they're like, X equals purple because pancakes and aliens on the roof. And that guy goes, gotcha. Fine. Rolling on.
I don't even know. What is a top school for physics?
NASA.
University?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I don't know.
Probably UCLA.
I've wondered. I haven't wondered this, but now that we're talking about it, I'm wondering about it.
Probably UCLA. I can't believe you've not ever been exposed to this more than what I'm talking about right now. A lot
of recreational activities back in my younger days have kept me in a nutshell.
Malted hops and bong resin really fucking things up in the upstairs attic, huh?
Yeah, there it is.
That's all right. That happens. Everybody has to grow up and do their own thing.
God, we need a mini fridge in here.
Do you need a beer?
Oh, absolutely.
We can do a break.
Yeah, break?
Yeah, okay. I'll just, we'll break it. We'll be back. Hit that. That'll help. We can hear better. And we're back.
There it is.
So we're talking about physics, talking about Stephen King.
Oh, yeah.
Not Stephen King. Stephen Hawking. I was close.
Yeah.
Stephen.
I agreed with you just because you said something, but.
No, it sounded close.
Yeah.
It sounded good. It sounded good in theory. What else were we talking about? We're talking about space, which. We could probably change gears. To anybody listening to this, if you live in Florida, if you're going to Florida, if you're interested in America,
America
at all.
I mean, just not history, just America, history, space.
If history gets you going, go to the Kennedy Space Center, Cape Canaveral, Florida. There's a rocket garden. There's a Saturn V rocket. There's a piece of the moon. Go there. Do that. On that note, on the break, I confirmed with V that it was the moon in Florida that we touched.
And Mars.
And it was Mars at the Smithsonian Museum
and
D.C.
I stand corrected. I don't know. I'm just not educated on these facts of all these museums around the place. I had been to Smithsonian in Northern Virginia, but it
different
is not
one.
The same one. It is definitely a different
one. Is that a Smithsonian?
One. Yes.
I know that they have, is it Discovery there?
Yes.
Or Endeavor.
It's Discovery, and I'm pretty sure.
Ooh, fun fact. Hold on. It's Kennedy Space Center, Cape Canaveral, Florida, right?
Yeah.
They have a Saturn V rocket. Yeah. They also have the last space shuttle that ever went up that I watched live back in 2008, 2009.
Okay.
Right? They Didn't even clean it after it got back. It still has the burn scorch marks on the side of it. It's incredible. It's literally like takes your breath away. Very cool. I don't want to give it away on here as to how they present the shuttle. I can tell you when we're done here if you want to know. But it was like the most holy shit. Look at that rock star entrance to an inanimate object that I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, I feel like if the listeners really want to look at it, they can just jump onto
YouTube.
What's that called nowadays? Yeah. Is it Google? Google? Is that how you get information on the worldwide interweb?
All right. So they have you going to this big
Google
building.
Guys, if you want to see it.
You go. I'll tell them. I don't even care now. You go in this big building. Naturally, it's big. It's got a fucking space shuttle on the inside of it.
Yeah.
You got to spiral up maybe 2.5 stories. And you go in this room. It's got all this ornate stuff hanging from the ceiling. They could have changed it, of course. I mean, this was years ago, and I went maybe 5, 6 years ago. Well, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So they have you stand in this room. It's obviously a movie room. You know how they have those in museums where you walk by or you walk in, they play something, you sit down, kind of like what they got at MacArthur.
Yeah.
So you're standing there. There's no seating. So you're standing there, and they play a 5-6 minute clip of Space Shuttle Atlantis. Then, as the movie fades and the lights come on, actually the lights don't even come on. As the movie fades, the screen itself has a wall behind it. The wall goes up and you can see Space Shuttle Atlantis lit. The Space Shuttle Atlantis lit behind the movie screen. Movie screen's transparent.
So as a viewer, you have no clue.
I had no idea that's what they were going to do.
Wow.
I was standing there watching this movie and
that
all
must have
of a sudden,
pretty incredible. I'll give you that.
I almost pooped. It was.
Number two.
It was incredible. The lights faded. The movie kind of faded. You saw something move in the background all of a sudden. Like kicks on. It's like, holy shit, there it is. Something else that's fun.
Go on.
It's sitting at an angle, right? More the way that they have it mounted. It's sitting on a 54.321 degree angle. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because the last thing you ever hear is 5, 4, 3,
no
2, 1. Swear to God.
That's
it is
pretty
cool.
That's outstanding.
This is brought to you by the same guys that use slide rulers to get us to the moon. They can do something cool like put the last space shuttle in American history on a 54.321 degree angle and have a presentation of this inanimate rock star. When the wall goes up and the transparent screen fades, there she is. She's sitting there. And you can go up and you can touch it. I swear to God, you can smell it. It smells just like burnt atmosphere. Thing came back in at transonic speeds. Have you ever seen one when they take off?
Yeah.
I can show you the video. You can actually see this ring explode in front of it. That's when it's breaking the sound barrier, right? It's pushing the air out of the way so fast it's breaking. What's crazy is, if you ever listen on YouTube, I hope whoever's listening to this who's made it this far in this pioneer pilot episode of this podcast, I hope you go to YouTube. I really hope you go and listen and watch it. You'll see it take off. It gets way up there. It's way up there. And all of a sudden you hear throttle down, go for throttle up. And what that is, they have to back off the engines, slow down. And then after they get past a certain point, the atmosphere gets clearer. They can go back to 100% throttle. Follow me here.
For what reason?
Follow me. They have to slow down the engines because they're going so fast that there's so much density in the air. If they continue at that speed for a set amount of time, it will crush it like a beer can. So they slow her down, they get up, and then they just haul ass into the cosmos. All right, so we've talked about this for a while. Let's switch gears a little bit.
Yeah, okay, I'm down.
So funny, we were talking about Leonardo DiCaprio earlier.
Dude, catch me if I can, or catch me if you can.
Catch me if you can, yeah.
I don't know what it is about that movie.
It's a good movie. It's a true story.
I've seen it so many damn times, yeah. Great story.
Frank Lloyd Abagnale?
It is Frank Abagnale. I cannot remember his
I know
middle name.
Frank Lloyd Wright was an architect who did some awesome housework. But Frank something Abagnale.
Yeah,
Tom Hanks.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is about that movie. They did a phenomenal job. And like I said, every time I see it, I cannot stop watching it.
So good.
Yeah.
I watched it not that long ago. I was talking to somebody at work. Hey, you ever seen this? No. Are you not American? Do you hate the national anthem and apple pie? You've never seen this before?
Nutshell. Too much recreational activity back in their days.
Could be. So anyhow, Tom Hanks is in that. Funny story. The other day, talking to somebody, they said, hey, did you see the news? What? What's that? What news? 2020. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Tom Hanks are running as president and vice president. And they could fucking win. That's a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen the reality of things and how we can run this country?
Anybody can almost run for president. Yes. I'm not bad mouthing our president. I like the guy. I do. I like the guy.
He's silly, but go on.
Yeah, he's got an ego, but you have to have an ego to do that. Who wants that job? If they were like,
fuck no.
They were like, hey Riggs, you want this job? Nope, I'm good. I will, however, take a job at NASA. I can run the hell out of a slide ruler.
Idiot.
Tom Hanks and The Rock. That could be a thing. And you know what it could be?
That's like saying the Chicago Cubs will win a World Series, or the Detroit Red Wings won't make it to the playoffs. Mind-blowing fact, that happened just recently.
Damn if it didn't.
Yeah.
Chicago Cubs, Back to the Future.
Oh yeah.
That was a thing. Missed it by, what, a year? Two years?
It was 108 years for the given number, but I forget what it was in the actual movie.
In the movie Back to the Future, it was like they went to the future to October 25th, 2015, I think. The Cubs won it for the 2016 series.
Yes.
So they missed it by a year.
That's impressive.
It's crazy. Back to the Future also predicted flat-screen TVs. Nailed it. They predicted the voice calls. Nailed it.
This is just some pre knowledge here.
Backstory, backstory.
Adam here is a big Back to the Future fan, and
I love it.
It might be on our brains today just because I came across an old vinyl record, picked it up for Adam and his wife, and they came over today, and we threw it in the record player.
The first time, it was the maiden voyage, and it was epic.
Yeah. I fell upon this record player, and now that's my new journey of things to buy, is records. But anyways, yeah, Back to the Future. Adam is
aficionado.
A historian, and his wife is a Harry Potter historian.
She's a true historian. I know a thing or two about Back to the Future. Yeah. She's a fucking Harry Potter.
All you have to do is start listening to audiobooks on it, and you're there.
The other day, I think it was yesterday, maybe. I don't know. My days melt together.
Yeah,
working night shift. She said,
not even night shift, third shift.
Yeah, she said,
gross.
If you weren't Harry Potter, you'd be not Gryffindor, not
Slytherin.
No, not that one.
I don't know.
There was Gryffindor, I remember that one. There was Slytherin, I remember that one. There was Hufflepuff, I remember that one. And then there's Ravenclaw, that was the other one.
Okay.
And I only know this, swear to you, I only know this, because we were talking about this yesterday. Before yesterday, probably could have named whatever one Harry Potter's in. What one is he in?
Griffin.
That's it. Door. Gryffindor!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, I think that's how the hat says it. That's why it popped in my head.
The hat.
The hat talks.
Yeah, no, he does.
I remember that from the movie. He didn't. Nothing talks in the book. There's not even pictures. The book sucks.
Before today, because they're out there watching it right now.
The girls are, yeah.
I literally have not seen any of those movies. And
before today, you haven't seen any Harry Potter movies?
No, I've seen them. It's been at least a year and a half. A long time.
I don't even know when the last Harry Potter movie was done.
No clue.
I had to read. Did your school do a thing where you had to read books and then take a test on it for your English class?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was called Accelerated Reader.
Or I was not accelerated at anything in school. I was one of the fancy fellows that graduated with a 1.6
wow.
GPA. Yeah, no, it's astonishing. Work for that. Oh yeah, no, I work to do nothing, and it's funny because had I had the ethic
that you I have do today.
Now yep. with college, I would do well and get far. No, but seriously, I mean, I'm 29, I'm back in college now.
People are probably listening going, what the fuck was that? 4.0. That was Christopher Walken, was it not?
It was. I mean, my terrible impersonation of it.
That was pretty good. Maybe not as good as my Kermit the Frog, but
that is pretty outstanding. I'm not gonna lie.
So anyhow, yeah, school reading. I'm not a really big fan. I like.
I enjoy it so much now. I don't know why.
Reading. There's only certain things that
just reading, writing, being emotionally attached to something that other people are gonna read and either enjoy, and if they don't, you. Oh wow!
Whoa.
Excuse me.
Whoa!
You get to argue your.
James
fat.
Cooked some ribs earlier, and I thought that was happening again.
Yeah, because they're pretty good now.
So, yeah, reading. There is one book that I want to read that is actually very hard to get your hands on.
The Bible?
People come to your door and give you that book. It's not hard to get your hands on. No, there was this comedian who was from Atlanta, Georgia. His name was Tim Wilson. Passed away in 2014. Good guy. If I had all of my audio equipment, I would play it right now. But I don't. Maybe we'll do it on the next podcast. Yeah. If there is a next podcast. If this thing is even worth a damn.
I hope so. I hope you all enjoy it. You know, whether you do or don't. I know we're enjoying.
It's fun. I'm having a good time sitting here shooting shit, edumacating you on stupid shit.
Yep.
Or not stupid shit. Guys that use slide rulers to get us to the moon before you had color TV.
And there he was, Adam, in his prime, talking about rockets and space.
Dude, it blows my mind. I can't ever let it
go. I could not have guessed after the past 20 plus minutes or so that it blows your mind.
It's hard to wrap my mind around. That's why I can never be a physicist or an astrophysicist.
Yeah.
You know? Green because pancakes and aliens are on the roof. No, I would ask why. Why is that?
You would ask why.
I would ask why.
Talking about the person that asks why the sky is blue.
Because of the ocean.
Solid question, but.
Because of the ocean and the atmosphere.
I don't know.
NASA proved that.
He would question. He's the type. You would literally get out of the shower. I can see it. Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself a question that. I don't know.
In recent years, literally like within the last two. I've kind of hit this. I don't care.
Bullshit. I don't believe you.
It's changed. I'm telling you. I only ask questions about things that I really care about.
I mean, I haven't known you like incredibly long.
Yeah, we've known each other now about 3 years.
Yes.
Met in A school.
But damn, you.
There was a lot riding back then.
Yeah.
There was a lot riding on the line.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but literally, somebody could say, "Hey, if you don't open your mouth and ask any kind of questions, we will give you $100, and you get to go home early today in this brand new Corvette." But no.
There was more riding theory. On the line at that point in time than a damn theory. Corvette.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to find this book. So this comedian, Tim Wilson. Oh, Happy New Year, Ted. That's what it's called. Tim Wilson was a comedian.
New Year, Ted.
Hold on. I read it out loud. I read it out loud. I shouldn't have. Tim Wilson was a very funny comedian from Atlanta, Georgia. Passed away fairly recently. Good guy. Very, very southern guy. I didn't personally know the guy, but I was a big fan of his. I followed him. He had good material. He was witty. And he could be clean, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Now, as a comedian, first time I ever heard this, I was like, wow. I kind of throws me for a loop. He was obsessed with Ted Bundy. Do you know anything about Ted Bundy other than the fact that he's a serial killer?
Not much.
All right, we'll just leave it there. We won't digress anymore. Ted Bundy was a serial killer.
Yes.
Tim Wilson did exponential amounts of research. I don't even think police did as much research as Tim Wilson did. Since he was a comedian, he would travel. And in his travels, he would take the opportunities when he was in close geographical proximity to certain areas and events. He would go, he would talk, he would try to find things out. He did. And he wrote a book called Happy New Year, Ted. And I think you can only get them used. They only did a very limited production on Amazon right now. They're $90 for used.
Wow.
But I want to read this
book. That's incredible.
I want to read this book because I've heard this guy talk about before on different podcasts that I've listened to. And listening to him and what he has to say. And I've watched a couple documentaries on Ted Bundy. I've never really got really into the serial killer thing other than one I'm about to tell you about in a second. But Tim Wilson, Happy New Year, Ted. That's a book I want to read. I looked him up a while back, like literally a year ago, and maybe it was because it was broadcast in the media or something. But literally, the cheapest one I could find was like $400 for a copy of a book. I have a hard copy time.
I've never even heard of this. I don't know if anybody out there has, but I don't know how books aren't that expensive.
No, it was the fact that it's supply and demand.
Okay, yeah. I mean, what, was there two of them made?
There are not a lot of them made. But anyhow, that being said, I said funny we're speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
So Vera is really into...
Leonardo DiCaprio. Most women are.
No. She give frogs fat ass about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Good for her.
She is into the history and kind of like the inner workings of murderers, serial killers, crazies, that kind of thing.
And friends.
And friends?
Yes.
Like murderers, serial killers, crazies, and friends?
No, the TV show.
Oh, she's into Friends. Yes, that's correct.
I'll be there for you. Sing it.
So, anyhow, she got me hooked on one serial killer in particular. And you're... Get ready to Google, okay? You got your phone up. Get ready to Google.
Send it.
H.H. Holmes. Okay. H-O-L-M-E-S. This guy.
I can spell. He doesn't know that.
I didn't know if you heard Holmes.
Not going to lie. Holmes. I just typed in H.H. Holmes, and it put in Ho-Ho Holmes. That's impressive.
This guy was a murdering...
I like his hat.
Fuck. He was a doctor. And okay. Believe it or not, in looking up information about this guy, apparently there is a substantial amount, relatively speaking, of people who go to med school, want to become doctors, and end up becoming serial killers, or have in the past become serial killers. Maybe there's a better process nowadays of weeding that out.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can see that.
But in any case, this guy was a doctor. It was rare back in the day. What years did he live? You're pulling up Google right now. I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
no, I mean, I've got him born, what is this, May 16th, 1861.
And then died?
In 1896.
So what was
No, you know what? Yes, 1896.
Okay, so let me give you a quick backstory about this guy. Leonardo DiCaprio is getting ready to play H.H. Holmes in a movie. He was a doctor in Chicago, had a mansion built, 3 or 4 story mansion in Chicago, and it had passageways, gas chambers, secret chutes, secret hallways, wow. Secret staircases.
This is what, just in some kind of weird fucked up mansion that he had built?
Yes. And he got away with this for years. I mean, the longest time. And the reason that is because he never let one single contractor work on it for more than like 3 months. Contractor come in, after 3 months, Holmes would come in and fire him. Hire a new guy, over and over and over again. And he had elaborate... Are you looking up... You can look up an image of the castle, is what it's called.
Yes.
H.H. Holmes, the castle. And...
I'm just reading a short a bio about the...
on Wiki? Doing a little Wiki work?
A little bit of Wiki. You know, his 27 confessed murders...
And there's more than that.
Yes. And again, that is only confessed. The staggering thing is, out of 27 that he confessed to, only 9 of them could actually be plausibly confirmed.
Anyone know why that is?
Yeah, tell me.
All right. He was a doctor. He actually went to and successfully graduated from med school.
I might be there right now.
He had this castle built, and... He enjoyed killing people. He would literally gas people and watch them through people. And he had chutes that would... He would put the body in and it would shoot him to the basement. It would drop him to the basement. Gravity.
Yep.
He would then go down. Gravity and since he was a doctor, he would remove all their organs. He would remove all their muscle tissue. And he would literally take them down to a skeleton. He would preserve their skeleton. Then he would sell the thing... To the Chicago University, to the medical.
Yes, I've heard about this.
To the medical department, and there are
skulls
still,
and full skeletons.
Full
and
skeletons. There are still, I know damn good and well, still to this day, there are skeletons in the Chicago University that this rat bastard killed. Isn't that crazy?
This is a massive. I mean,
it was no bullshit.
Castle, if you would say
it was no bullshit. For back in the day, this old boy. Had a mansion in Chicago.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I mean, being from there, I know the name, but man, Holmes, I know nothing of it.
They're making a movie of it. Look up H.H. Holmes movie and tell me what the release date is, because I cannot wait for this thing. Right now on Netflix, there's a fairly shitty documentary on there. It doesn't. It's a car outside, James. James is all concerned somebody's driving by his house.
Yes.
Anyhow, there's a documentary on Netflix. It's worth watching. It'll give you the quick 411. But I don't think it's going to be anything like what this movie's going to be. And the way that he was captured, like the stupid little mistake that he was captured for, which, thank God, I'm glad the guy was captured. I think he's a huge piece of shit. But the way that he was captured, it was just like a higher power going, "You're done!" You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got the choose.
Are you even listening, or are you just reading? Are you really in this right now?
I'm listening. The movie is actually going to be called The Devil in the White City. It says 2017 this year. I don't know if that is the actual release date. I'm trying to find one.
I haven't heard anything about it in the news in a while.
Leonardo DiCaprio for sure is in it. It doesn't say. And it says here an architect works to build up 1893 World's Fair, which was in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, the World's Fair was his fucking bread and butter.
While a serial killer rat bastard uses the fair to attract and kill women. So this specifies women. I don't know if you know offhand, Adam, but was that what it was?
Well, I mean, I wasn't there. I only know what I've seen. But he did tend to...
No shit, you weren't there.
He did tend to, from what I gathered, aim to go after the female species.
Okay.
Or the female gender. But there was a certain occasion.
That's what I aimed for, but not for the killing type.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, picking up what I'm putting down.
Yep, smell what you're cooking.
Go on.
So he did go after women, but there were certain occasions that would arise where he did take on men. But he wasn't a very big guy. He was under like 5'10", 5'9". So he's not a very big guy in stature. And, just a murdering bastard.
That's the only comparable thing I can think of is, which was also actually a Chicago serial killer, is John Wayne Gacy.
I have heard that name. I have not really looked into him too awful much. What do you know about him?
That man, the movie, there's a movie made about him a while back. I couldn't tell you how many years ago. Not like old, called Gacy. But that you want to talk about grotesque.
Was he like a... I don't know.
His prerogative was young boys, young men.
Oh, God. That's kind of like Fish, Albert Fish.
Okay.
You ever watched the movie The Changeling with Angelina Jolie? Oh, it's sad. It's deep. He was a pedophile.
Yep, that's how this guy was.
Who was basically a raper and a cannibal for little boys.
Okay.
And it's really crazy. It happened back in the late 1800s, early 19. I think it was early 1900s. I'm sitting here thinking about it. Happened in L.A. And actually, kind of from what I've seen, due to Bud Light, what do you want from me? due to that particular story, actually like restructured the way that L.A. worked.
Really?
Like the LAPD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because he went so long.
Yeah, the mom was obviously upset because her son was... Yep. She was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Okay. You know what I mean? Dirty bastard got her son. I believe this was Albert Fish. There was two of them. Two of them that were very similar in fetishes and just sick things that they were into. Fish was one of them. And I can't remember the other guy's name. It may have been the other guy. But in any case...
I mean, Gacy's along that line. For an exception, I'm sure there was different ways that they did it. Gacy dressed as a clown, went to...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he did parties for children and family.
People wonder why people hate clowns.
Yeah, no.
It's creepy.
It's real. When they finally brought him down in his refrigerator, there...
Oh, my God.
Feel free to correct me, if you guys know more than I do. Again, this is just from... growing up and, word of mouth, if you will. But male genitalia in mason jars preserved in his fridge, buried bodies under his house under concrete, dumped other bodies in the river. He's a disgusting individual.
I hate it. I think it's important to learn about, but I hate hearing about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I am going to watch this movie that comes out about H.H. Holmes that Leo is going to be playing in, because I want to see how they portray it. I want to see what kind of reviews it gets, and I want to see what the general response is.
The Devil in the White City.
Yeah, it's supposed to be out this year, 17.
Yeah, that's what I'm coming across. IMDb doesn't have much on it, but...
We kind of digress a little bit, but that gal that lost her son out there in California, she was the one who, like, raised all kinds of hell, and long story short, thanks to her efforts, LAPD said, this is bad. We gotta change some things. And they did. Up until, what was it, Rodney King? Rodney King things happened?
Yeah, you got me.
I think it was Rodney King. You don't know anything about Rodney King?
No, I do, but I don't know, like, as far as chronological order. Yeah, of what had happened.
I'm going to tell you this. Rodney King came after Albert Fish.
Thank you.
So, anyhow, where are we at here? How long have we been going? People don't want to listen to this for forever, do they?
No, I don't think so. I think we're just talking talk.
Hindsight should have started a timer.
Yeah, no. we didn't start off with it at all. We kind of jumped into
that.
This.
We can do that later.
You think so?
I think so. I don't know how far we are here. But in any case, is there anything that you want to talk about? I've been running my yam pretty heavily, talking about things that I'm into right now.
I mean, as far as right now, I don't know that I can even
well, you got your drone.
Think of anything.
James just recently got a drone, and I personally really want one, but they're proud of them. They're a little too proud of them.
Yeah, no, it's definitely...
I know what I want to talk about.
Okay, I was about to go off for a rant about DJI, but go ahead. Thank you.
Good rant, bad rant?
And it would just, nobody wants to listen to that.
Nobody wants to listen to that?
I doubt it.
I feel like I want to do an anti-commercial right now.
Do it. Oh, here we go.
So I was thinking about this the other day, and I bet you'll chime in. I bet you'll have something to say about this, right? Now, a lot of podcasts are sponsored by Harry's Razors. A lot of podcasts are sponsored by Dollar Shave Club. Yep, that's the other one. Now, I can't speak for Harry's. I can't speak for Dollar Shave Club. I can't speak for Bic, and I can't speak for Schick, but I can speak for Gillette, and that shit sucks. It's fucking horrible. Don't buy it. I went out and I did the old school double edge.
Yep.
I pay 10 cents a blade.
Yeah, safety razor.
Yep, safety razor. 10 bucks. I get 100 blades.
And it's the sharpest damn thing.
You can do surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I can shave, and then I could remove my appendix if I had some time.
Split some hair.
Yeah.
The thing I don't like about Gillette is the fact that you use it, and you let it sit in your shower, even if you whip it off, try to dry it a little bit, within 24 hours.
I never did it in the shower with a Gillette. Does it get funky?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've shaven plenty of times in the shower, just because trying to rush, get to work, whatever, what have you.
But I get it.
Yeah, no, it gets funky quick.
It just tore me up.
They put so much... I mean, you know,
there's crap in there. There's all kinds of nonsense.
It feels like you're shaving with, I don't know, like a bar of soap followed by 14 razor blades. And that bar of soap just holds on to so much funk off of your body. It's disgusting.
Some of you listening probably don't give a good damn about any of this, but I'm putting it out there because there was a guy at work recently who is having the same bitch, because they make a shave. You know, you gotta follow the grooming standards and what have you. Okay, that's the name of the game. We're military, by the way. I don't know if we've actually not truly mentioned that. So anyhow, you gotta shave your face.
Yep.
The guy came up, he's bitching, and I was like, "Yeah, safety razor. What the hell is that?"
So much
he's like
better.
21 years old, you know. I had to give him the 411. I was like, "That Gillette you got?" He's like, "Yeah, I just bought a brand new one at Walmart." I said, "Take some bitch back or throw it in the trash."
They're so unrealistically expensive.
They get you. You can buy a brand new one, 10 bucks. Then you go to get blades, 25 bucks.
Oh, God, it makes me so angry.
You know? I hate it. Another anti-commercial.
Taco Bell.
In town. Hate it. Went there once. No lie, they waited like 35 minutes.
There's a lot. There's a lot about this city, though, when it comes to
food
and PR or public relations. It's pretty awful.
Is that what PR stands for? Yes. Not Puerto Rico.
it infuriates me at the speed. I mean, I understand I come from a fast paced city, but I went from Illinois, Chicagoland area to Texas. and it was not nearly as bad as this here North Carolina love of.
It's crazy. It's a different type of town.
Yeah.
Demographic of about 18,000 people, or the population, or the population about 18,000 people, and it's just big enough to be a pain in your ass.
Yeah. It's so big on agricultural.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you what.
The city's huge. Don't get me wrong.
I like this area substantially more than Florida.
Yeah, no.
Slower pace, less people, less congestion. And in Florida, everybody was a transplant.
You can't bitch about a slower pace if you like the slower pace.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, he actually likes the slower pace.
You know what I'm saying.
I know.
I like the
You like your fast food fast, and you like everything else slow.
Doesn't even have to be fast. Just as long as it's on par with the rest of the country. Fast food
has to have a name. Come on.
As long as it's on par with the rest of the country. That's all I'm saying.
Impossible.
Here it is. Here it would appear to be that way. So.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, so North Carolina, we live, East Coast, about a half hour, south of the Virginia border. So
half hour south? Yeah, about a half hour south, yeah. About 30 minutes, 40 minutes in from the Outer Banks. It's a subtropic swamp shithole.
Schwetty. So schwetty. You walk outside and you have sweat and water in places you couldn't imagine.
It is very, very hot. But I tell you what, it does at least change.
We get to see seasons.
3 to 4 seasons.
Yeah.
You were in Corpus, Texas. I was in St. Pete, Florida, and it was just same season, just hot.
Yes.
And disgusting.
There was they called it a winter in South Texas. It lasted about 5 hours. randomly around the winter season. It was never the same month.
Never the same month?
It's like here this past winter.
Winter was mild as all get out.
Exactly. When I was there, in Corpus, South Texas area, it was like 1 week, the week of Christmas, February, it would be what they called freezing cold.
What was it down to, like 50?
36, 42 degrees in that threshold.
Really got that cold down there?
Oh, yeah. I saw teens.
Teens in Corpus?
Yeah, it's about 45 seconds long.
I bet people were dying.
Oh, my God, dude. Everything shut down. Here I am walking around with shorts and a t-shirt, like, I'm loving it. I hate the heat. You give me a little bit of cold weather for a few hours, I'm gonna walk around naked.
I see what you're saying. I'm kind of the same way.
I hate the heat. God, do I hate the heat.
I couldn't do Texas. If they gave me orders to Texas, I would.
I mean, I'll take it over Alaska, which is, I know, totally counterintuitive what I'm talking about right now.
I would still go to Alaska over Texas.
No.
I would do Alaska in a heartbeat.
No. There's no way.
I think I would even do Nome.
Really?
I would do Nome over Corpus.
Well.
That's up there.
Yeah.
You're talking about living with penguins and polar bears. Mainly, probably polar bears.
The people that build houses out of ice.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I think, what are they at? Eskimos?
No, that's not a thing. When you say ice and Eskimos, ice house and Eskimos, I think of the old cartoons where you had, what was it, Chilly Willy?
Huh?
Chilly Willy in the igloo?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
It was your stereotypical little igloo that was...
I'm thinking of Coca-Cola and Santa Claus and polar bears.
What? No, Chilly Willy. Look it up. Google it.
Oh, God.
Google Chilly Willy. I think it was a Woody Woodpecker spinoff. Back when I was in, I think it was elementary school, you'd get up in the morning, eat breakfast, turn on TV, Woody Woodpecker'd be on, and then a little bit of Chilly Willy. Yes, does that ring a bell?
Yep, absolutely does.
A little bit of Chilly Willy. You see his little igloo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think about when I think about stereotypical back in the day Eskimos and ice houses. They don't surely to God, they don't have ice houses up there. They have shanties. What are you looking at?
Oh, God. All right, so a buddy of mine, sorry, totally off on a tangent here. All right, so my name is James. And in Drunken Stupors, James likes to go on Amazon and order the most ridiculous things that, come to mind because...
That's dangerous.
Yeah, Amazon and I do not match well when I've been drinking. So I bought a fidget spinner. God almighty, did I ever buy that. I have no clue where it's at right now.
You know what those were targeted for? Autistic children.
Well,
I'm just saying, there's a good reason behind it. I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah, no.
It was targeted to children who had issues, right? And it helped, but then it caught on for this other thing, and now people are just ragging on them hard. So if you see somebody with a fidget spinner, just go ahead and shut your face because it might be somebody who benefits from it.
It could have been me in high school when I was working on that 1.6 GPA. So don't yell at me and make fun of me, my previous me at least.
So you got drunk and you ordered a fidget spinner and now you're buddies?
Yeah, no, so he sent me a fidget spinner and all he said is, this is for you. And I'm not sure how much of this I can explain on the microphone here.
It has a sexual innuendo to it.
So if you were to imagine let's just go ahead and throw it out there, a butt plug. Okay, yeah, you know, cone shaped, goes in there, stops things, and it's got a fidget spinner attached.
It looks
to there,
chromed.
So, yeah, no, that
it looks like somebody.
It looks like
is that what he's sending you? Yeah. Is that what you're getting?
No, I'm not legitimately getting this, but it definitely looks like if inserted, it would be smooth sailing. Wow, mm-hmm. that's
is that like cool. A sit and spin reference maybe?
Yeah.
I bet that's exactly
different
what
from
it is.
Sit and spin, lick and stick. I don't know.
So anyhow, long story short, if you see somebody with a fidget spinner, unless you know who they are, I guess, leave them alone. You don't know what they're going through in life. Nope. Vera's kind of bad about that. Like, she'll see a car really hauling ass, and she'll say, "Can you just slow down? What are they doing?" I said, "Baby, you don't know what they're doing. Okay. You don't know where they're going. Nope. Could be police headed somewhere. You know, unmarked car.
Yep.
Just shut up. Just go on about your day. Stuff happens."
There's no reason at all to get bent out of shape about something else and somebody's doing that actually does not affect your life at all.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a soapbox we're getting on now, I feel like. So let's not do that. I guess we could go ahead and wrap it up here.
Okay.
You know, I feel like this was a good first attempt.
Not bad. Hope you guys enjoyed.
I hope you all enjoyed. I hope it's worth the effort. If not, I guess we won't be back.
Yeah. Well, then, fuck us.
They can leave. You guys can leave a little review, help it out, or...
tell us what you want to hear. I mean, obviously, you can see here, there is no rhyme to reason at all with what Adam and I have here to talk about.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, James, it's been fun. Yeah, and next time, we'll have more equipment to make this a little more lively.
Yep. And I don't know if you want to talk about it, the name.
You can go there.
All right.
I'm drinking a beer.
Like I said, so I'm James, and this is Adam, and we're going to call this Batter Radio. And
it's Versace and the Damn Rigs.
Yep, there it is.
Yep. All right, guys. Have a good one. Thanks.
Bye.